And we continue on today's Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. It's now time for our football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Washington offensive lineman Mark Engelken. Mark, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Well, Mark, terrific senior season it was for South. Congratulations on that. You being with the offensive line, a great season for that line, paved the way for the leading rushing team in the districts, like most yards per rush in the state. And where does that start? Obviously starts up front. But you, as a senior on in that group, how do you think the line specifically progressed throughout the year?
Each game we just kind of got a little bit better. The unit as a whole just started to gel and mesh better as the year went on. We moved some guys around a little bit. We moved Mitchell back to tackle, and we put Ryan Ellison at right guard. And Keith Zobel made his first varsity start this year at center and just kind of took that on. And Colin Murphy started in at left. And once we kind of got to the end of the season, everybody knew what we had to do and just kind of progressed from there.
Well, you specifically, Mark, been on varsity for a couple of years now. Specifically as a lineman, what do you think you've progressed in the most these last couple of years?
I've probably progressed the most in just becoming more physical and just trying to dominate people off the ball more. My foot speed and footwork has also really improved from where I was as a sophomore to now.
Very good. And then you being a senior, there's quite a few seniors on that line on the whole team. But giving this your last go around, what specific kind of leadership role did you bring to this team?
I kind of tried to lead by example for the younger guys to learn from. And I also tried to be a vocal leader in the locker room. We needed to get things going, like during close games and stuff.
Mark, let's talk about your coach a little bit, specifically on the offensive line, Coach Mitch. Can you just talk about his style and what do you like about him?
His style is really, we rep a lot of fundamentals in practice. And, you know, we rep footwork and hand placement and stuff like that. Overall, he tries to make practice fun, but we also like to get work in, and it shows on Friday nights.
Awesome. Well, let's kind of backtrack a little bit. Of course, after that Oskaloosa win, knowing you're going back to the playoffs after last year absence, what did that feel like?
It felt really good, but we still knew the next day we had to put in work, and it felt good getting back, but there was still work to be done, and just kind of went on as business as usual after Friday night. We enjoyed the win for a day or so and just got back to work.
Awesome. Well, Mark, just broadly, you know, now that you took the final snap as a Demon in football, what's it mean to be a Demon?
Being a Demon means just, it's kind of like a brotherhood. Everybody is in it for caring about each other, and also the fan support has been great the last 3 years.
Well, Mark, you got a fun one here, given that you had plenty of them throughout the year. Could you describe in words the perfect pancake block?
The perfect pancake block is just locking up, getting a good punch, and driving the guy off the ball at least 5 yards. And he starts to pull away, and you just start shoving and shoving until he falls down, and you just fall on top of him.
Very good. Saw that picture from you plenty of times this season. Well, Mark, let's get away from football a little bit. You're also involved in track, senior season with that as well. What's the outlook on the year?
I'm just getting ready for disc. That's my big thing in track. I'll start practicing for that on my own pretty soon. And I'm just going to try to PR and see where I can take it.
Well, Mark, getting away from sports, when you're not involved and football and training, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to hang out with friends and family, and I like to read a lot of science and history.
Right on. Well, Mark, in a couple months when you graduate, what's the plans after high school?
Next year I'm planning on playing football. I haven't really decided where I'm at yet, and my intended major will either be genetics or cellular molecular biology.
That's a mouthful there for you. What inspired you to want to go that route?
I guess my freshman science teacher, Mr. Trout, kind of inspired me to go into that, and I've always kind of liked science.
Awesome. Well, last question before I let you go there, Mark. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, quality. What are some of your core values?
One of my core values is hard work, just being an offensive lineman. It's a hard work job. You have to, every play, your job kind of matters, and you just can't slack off or the play won't work out.
Right on. Well, Mark, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations once again on the honor. Congrats on a great career, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
That was Mark Engelken of the Washington football team. Join us as this week's Football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Mark capped off a terrific career. The line had a fantastic season, and Mark was a big reason for that. Best of luck to Mark in the future. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner right after this.